This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 29th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the sun shines over Tel Aviv today, temperatures are mild and pleasant. Jerusalem is enjoying a similar warm breeze, while Haifa remains partly cloudy. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS from earlier today, the IDF chief praises the Lebanon deal and says Israel is prepared to resume its military actions against Hezbollah and Iran if necessary. Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir stated, "We will honor the agreement and work to ensure its success." Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just minutes ago that Iranian cyber attacks on Israel have surged since the outbreak of conflict. These attacks have targeted critical infrastructure, central organizations, and smaller enterprises. Also this hour, Yainet reports that Israel's ally Azerbaijan condemns the recognition of the Armenian genocide. They call it a distortion of truth and unacceptable. Separately, Israel Hayom notes from earlier today that the framework agreement with Lebanon challenges Iran and Hezbollah strategically. It poses a new challenge for Israel to test the commitments made in the agreement. And finally, Axios provides insight from earlier reporting on how shared concerns about Iran led to the Israel-Lebanon deal. Tense negotiations over 4 days finally resulted in the agreement. Here's what people are saying online. Amit Segal, known for his exclusive reports, shared footage just minutes ago of an explosion at Hezbollah's underground fortress last night. Oren Marmorstein, a political analyst, asks in a recent post, "Two paths, which one will you choose?" hinting at choices facing the region. Amichai Stein, a correspondent, reports that the Houthis are using Iran's ceasefire to bolster their missile capabilities. His sources cite the Jerusalem Post for this development. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF chief's remarks, reported by JNS, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir emphasized the importance of the Lebanon deal, but warned that Israel remains ready to act against Hezbollah and Iran. The agreement aims to stabilize the region, yet the IDF's readiness highlights ongoing tensions. This underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts in the area. Turning to the rise in Iranian cyber attacks, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Israel's cyber chief has sounded an alarm. Since the conflict began, these attacks have increased dramatically, targeting both public and private sectors. The surge indicates a heightened cyber threat landscape, challenging Israel's digital defenses. Meanwhile, Azerbaijan's reaction to the Armenian genocide recognition, as reported by Ynet, reflects the complexities of international diplomacy. Despite deepening ties with Israel, Azerbaijan's strong condemnation shows the delicate balance Israel must maintain in its foreign relations. This could impact future diplomatic engagements. The strategic implications of the framework agreement with Lebanon, highlighted by Israel Hayom, suggest a shift in regional dynamics. The agreement strains Iran and Hezbollah, indicating a possible change in their strategy. Israel's need to verify the commitments made in the deal may affect future defense strategies. Finally, Axios provides a behind-the-scenes look at the negotiations leading to the Israel-Lebanon deal. Shared concerns about Iran created a rare opportunity for agreement. The success of these negotiations could serve as a blueprint for future diplomatic efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel has extradited Gur Hasid to the U.S. for a $28 million fraud case. Michael Fine, central to this case, has arrived in New York for prosecution, marking a significant move in international financial crime. Separately, Globes describes Enlight raising $2.6 billion for a solar project in Arizona. This funding, from seven global institutions, highlights Israel's growing influence in renewable energy markets. The project is expected to generate substantial revenue in its first full year. And finally, CTech reports that Priority has acquired the AI finance startup Obol. This marks Priority's fourth acquisition since Blackstone's takeover. This move signals an expansion of their AI capabilities, enhancing their competitive edge in the market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.